the rest of the story. Thousands gazed in silence from the sidelines, watching a monster flee for its life. A giant, millions of pounds heavy, and hundreds of feet tall, retreating from an angry sea. For this was Hatteras Island, summer 1999, scene of one of the greatest engineering accomplishments of the 20th century, the high-tech rescue of Hatteras Lighthouse. The island itself is moving, you see, edging its way slowly, insidiously southward and westward through those treacherous waters off the North Carolina coast. It is an illusion, of course, created by the erosion of its beaches to the north and east and the augmentation of those opposite. So it happened that when Hatteras Lighthouse was built shortly after the American Civil War, the structure stood about 1,800 feet from the Atlantic Ocean, and 130 years later, only 120 feet of ever-diminishing sand lay between it and the hungry surf. Something had to be done to save the historic treasure that was once its location considered the most important lighthouse in all America. So, a team of technical experts was assembled to answer the question, how might one lift a 208-foot tower, 4,800 tons of granite and brick and marble and iron and brass and bronze, and then move it more than half a mile inland to a brand new, safe, sound foundation? The solution to this engineering dilemma would require more than the best current technology. It would necessitate the invention of new technology, something yet undreamed, even in our space age. The designer hero turned out to be a 78-year-old engineering genius named Peter Friesen. His techno-miracle, a computer-coordinated so-called unified jacking system, 100 individually micro-adjustable hydraulic supports, enabling operators to keep the lighthouse perfectly 90 degrees upright through its journey to higher ground. So much for lifting and stabilizing. For the actual relocation, the structure would have to be severed from its foundation with a diamond wire saw, then pushed 1 foot per minute by 5 hydraulic rams along 7 rails made of steel I-beam, and the historic voyage of that historic survivor of one major earthquake and some 40 hurricanes. The historic voyage was begun. The tedious trip would take 23 days and would consume nearly $12 million, but July 9 it was completed with not as much as one hairline crack in the century-old mortar to show for it. For once upon a meeting of the future and the past, at a perimeter of a turbulent seascape so scary it's been called the graveyard of the Atlantic, a stalwart old sentinel was snatched from the waves by an array of stupefying technology. But after the 21st century hardware had been micrometered in place, one challenge remained. The friction between the steel frame which embraced the lighthouse base and the steel rails on which that frame was to ride. It could not be overcome, even with the most powerful equipment on hand. So the concerned engineers and scientists sought the most efficient means of reducing that friction. What kind of grease would smooth the way? Well, they finally found it. Teflon? Nope. Mars mission grade hypersynthetic super lubricant? Nope. One of the technicians remembered how carpenters coaxed stubborn wood screws and simply ran out and smeared on the lighthouse glide rails ivory soap. And now you know the rest of the story.